It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now, it's time for part three of In the Moment. All right, y'all, let's get down to business. And if I'm high, it's 'cause I'm head low.
I'm just trying to bring a man to it. And now, it's time for your feature presentation between Mo and Katie about if hip-hop was officially ruined at Dreamville.
All right.
All right, if you are not a hip-hop fan, bear with us for a second. Because this is a big deal. I'm very passionate about hip-hop. Always have been, always will be. This is us as black people. This is black culture. This is hip-hop. This is everything. Mm. J. Cole made a decision. One of the biggest hip-hop artists in the world. One of the biggest hip-hop artists of all time. Very, very strong following. He made a decision earlier this week that could possibly have changed the culture of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Katie was there.
Yep.
Now, to reset, there are three artists in hip-hop who are considered the big three. Uh-huh. Because they're the three biggest artists in hip-hop.
Right.
There's Drake. Mm-hmm. There's Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. And there's J. Cole.
Cole World.
Now, with that being said, everybody has kind of been in this the big three, the big three, the big three for a while now. There's a beef that's been brewing. Mm. It's been brewing for a long time. Mm-hmm. All three parties have taken shots. Subtle jabs here and there at each other. Mm. But it never really got like that.
Right.
Until Kendrick Lamar was featured on a song with Future called Like That. Mm-hmm. And he basically told them, I'm like that.
He sure did.
And it's time to dance. Mm-hmm. There is no big three. It's just big me. Mm-hmm. Which made it clear, I feel like I'm the best.
Yep.
In the world. Mm-hmm. I'm the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop is a competitive sport.
Absolutely.
It always has been. From the beginning of time. J. Cole understands this. Drake understands this. Kendrick Lamar understands this. Now, to separate it, there have been times in the past where, unfortunately, hip-hop beef turned violent. Lives were taken. I want to make this clear, because I know a lot of people were writing my DM saying, Mo, how can an apology ever be a bad thing? I'm lost here. This makes zero sense to me. I think what this guy did was mature. It's such a great thing for music, blah, blah, shut up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Here's why. It's a competitive sport. I understand that that may be your friend in real life. Everybody, and Katie, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the general consensus here, if you really know hip-hop and you really know these artists, nobody was ever going to fight.
No, they weren't going to fight.
There wasn't going to be no gunplay. Nobody was going to kill anybody. This is literally just lyrical warfare.
I wouldn't say that's it.
I believe so.
I would say they weren't going to fight, but do I think it's just lyrical warfare? No, I think there would be some uneasiness or some... if I see him, I'm going to be cordial, but we not cool like that.
They not cool like that now.
All right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now that we got that out the way, Kendrick came out and, again, pretty much threw a jab, punched J. Cole and Drake in the face. Y'all went on a song together called First Person Shooter. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, Kendrick was invited to that song. No one really knows why he didn't get on it. I don't know if that's true or not. Either way, Kendrick made his stance very clear. I'm really like that. I'm here to compete. I'm representing the West. I'm ready to dance, get busy with anybody. Cool. J. Cole came into this game on a track with Jay-Z and pretty much told everybody he's about to take the crown from Jay-Z and he's going to be the guy. J. Cole's favorite rapper, one of, was Cannabis. He's made that known. Cannabis was the most battle rapping rapper that you're going to find.
But was he slow?
Yes. Not the point. I'm saying that to say J. Cole know damn well how this go. He know what hip hop is. He is hip hop. Then he let Nas down. Little did we know, he was about to let the rest of us down too. So J. Cole has made songs like Number One. Because he feels like he's number one.
Right. Go ahead.
J. Cole has said that he's big as the what? Big as the what?
Okay.
Big as the Super Bowl with Drake. This is what they said, right?
Yep.
J. Cole says something about Big Steppers, then I guess it's time for breakfast because Kendrick Lamar had an album called Big Steppers. So let's be clear. He's throwing shots, right? He also said, and I practically quote, if we are big three, I feel like Muhammad Ali. That what he said? Muhammad Ali? You know what Muhammad Ali is, Katie?
Yeah.
The GOAT.
Right.
That's what he's known for.
Right.
You know why he's known for being that?
Because he's great at what he does. What do you mean?
Because he competed.
Yeah.
Because in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. Don't you roll your eyes at me.
No, I'm building up a case right now.
You can build it. But I ain't said a lie yet. Muhammad Ali went in there and got busy with the best. At the time when all of these boxes were running from George Foreman, Muhammad Ali went in there and did what Muhammad Ali had to do. That's what made Muhammad Ali great. Not running from it, not being afraid of it.
Nope.
Understanding and embracing that I have a gift. I'm blessed. I was put on this earth to be the absolute best at what I do. So whoever you put in front of me, they getting smoke. Win, lose, or draw, they getting smoke. J. Cole did a different kind of rope-a-dope. He just was like, punch me in the face. I'm never going to punch back. That wasn't Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope. Muhammad Ali ain't apologized in the ring. He said, he told you what his name was. It's different energy. You're not Muhammad Ali. You're not Larry Holmes. You're not none of them. None of them. Right? Just saying.
All right.
LeBron James. Once disappointed the entire world. You know why, Katie?
Why?
Because he was calling himself the GOAT. He had the Chosen One tattooed on him.
That was stupid.
Yep. And then when it came time to compete, when it came time to dance to see who's really the best out here, is it LeBron? Is it Steph? Is it KD? Who is it? That man went teamed up. Because he ain't want to compete. He's on a banana boat. He want to get on a banana boat. Right? He even let Tim Duncan serve him a couple times. Tim got Kobe too, so that ain't fair. But you get my point. Nobody liked LeBron for that. J. Cole just did something similar. Now, here's the part where Katie's going to present her argument.
Yep.
And then after that is the part when I'm going to tell you why Katie is wrong.
Okay.
You were there.
Uh-huh.
Live.
Yep.
Front row.
Yep.
At Dreamville.
I sure was.
Which is the Super Bowl for J. Cole's biggest fans.
Yes.
Right? It's in North Carolina. That's where he's from. It's a concert that he puts on every year. He brings other acts in and then he headlines and he closes and he takes it home.
Yep.
And I would imagine as a J. Cole fan that if I'm on my way to that show, paid money, flying, driving, however I'm getting there, I'm ready to show up and see a live response to Kendrick for telling J. Cole and Drake, I'm like that, what it do.
Yep.
And that's not what happened, is it, Kate?
Nope.
Well, you take it from here.
I love how you put that. It was so great. So, perfectly said. Now, let's work backwards. LeBron, chosen one, went to go get his championships, had to surround himself with a team, right? That's what you were saying?
Everybody surrounds themselves with a team, but he surrounded himself with an all-star cast to make it a little bit easier, let's be honest.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean anyone respects him less?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's being compared.
I'm saying right now, though.
Yes.
People respect, they don't think LeBron is still one of the greatest?
I think that genuinely, like, the majority of sports fans, not all, obviously, but I'm not saying that, don't get me wrong. I don't want to come on here and sound like LeBron ain't LeBron. But what I'm saying is, to most sports fanatics like that, when you start to compare him to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and the other men who were as great as him at this profession, yeah, that's a scar.
Okay.
For sure.
But it doesn't take away the fact that he's still a great player.
Not at all.
Right?
Right.
One of the best.
Absolutely.
Right? Would you say top 10, top 5?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
LeBron's still the best. All right. Next, Muhammad Ali.
What was your point there, though?
Yeah, I'm building
you
it.
You building it?
I'm building it.
All right, build. Go ahead.
Muhammad. You said Muhammad Ali, right? The order to be the best, he had to beat the best.
The name J. Cole should have never said, ever, at any point in his raps.
Right. But in order to be the best.
Say Zab Judah.
He had to
say Adrian Broner. Sorry.
He had to beat the best, right?
Correct.
At what cost did that cost?
That's
Muhammad?
Not fair. You have to be fair. They're literally fighting each other. They're punching each other in the face.
Just taking what I'm saying.
Taking it in.
All right.
It'll make it right. But go ahead.
Muhammad, for his situation, to be the best, he had to beat the best. But at that cost of trying to beat someone, it paid a price, which led to him having Parkinson's. That was due to his career.
He's getting punched in the face.
His career. Yeah, of course.
It wasn't rap. That's what I'm saying. It's completely different. Completely different.
J. Cole.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned all these songs that J. Cole did, blase, blase. At Dreamville, J. Cole spoke for about 7 minutes. People have been getting clips.
At a concert where people paid to come see him rap. Go ahead. Now he's a comedian. Go ahead.
People have been, they've been releasing clips here and there of what he said. He said that when Kendrick released what he did, I heard it. I didn't care about it. Wasn't my intention to respond. But my boys is like, man, you got to respond to this. You got to do something about this. And so then Cole was like, everybody's pressuring me to say something. He's like, but I still want to keep it friendly. So I'm not going to take too many jabs or go too deep. I'm going to do something light. Then he did something light. And he's like, actually, that disturbs my peace. That takes me back to the person who I was 10 years ago. Around the same time you're saying those songs that he created was over 10 years ago when J. Cole changed who he was. The songs that you were talking about, not all of them, the songs that you're talking about is before J. Cole had found his peace in who he is as
That's
an artist.
True. I only mentioned three songs. Two of the three of them were very recent. I only mentioned three. Two of them were recent.
All right.
I mentioned number one and when he said the Ali line and first person shooter. Those are all recent. Not the number one. The other two are recent.
Okay. We let those number two run, right? Whatever.
That was
right?
Literally like a couple months ago.
Either way it goes, J. Cole is basically saying that for me, I felt the need to respond, and I try to do it in a friendly manner because I still am trying to be cool with him. But then I realized as a rapper for me, not what people want me to be or who they think I should be because of what I do for a living, that's not what I want to do. It disturbs my peace.
Cool.
So because it disturbs my peace, that's something that I regret putting out when I did it, but I did it. Right?
Ooh, yep.
I'm not trying to do anything that in the long term.
I respect that. I hear you.
In the long term mm-hmm. will disturb who I am.
Yep.
Ali wanted to be number one on top, but in the long haul, it disturbed his health.
Different sport.
Oh, you now you want to compare sports? You were comparing different people in different sports.
You have to, Katie. You have to listen sometimes. Listen to the context of what I'm saying.
Right.
I am not comparing the physical aspect of the sport. That's what you're doing. What I'm comparing is simply the competitive attitude of it. That's it. I am not saying that boxing and rapping are the same thing. That's what you're saying. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that in anything, you can take boxing, basketball, any type of, you can take comedy. Look at how comedy is a sport right now with the way Cat Williams came out here and set it off. But I'm not, the competitiveness of it is all I'm saying. All that you saying, I hear you. Let me make it clear. If he felt like this ain't for his soul and this don't feel good and blah, blah, and all this other bullshit, I'm with you, dog. I'm never mad at that. But what I'm saying to you is you cannot, and if you are, you lying to yourself. You cannot be mad at people who are disappointed in the fact that you built this persona. Nobody forced you to take shots at Kendrick Lamar on First Person Shooter when he wasn't responding. You did that on your own. You were the one who came out here and said, of the big three, I'm Muhammad Ali. You said that. You could have came out and just said, yo, honestly, I'm not with none of that. That don't fit me. I'm a part of this. That's my guy. You taking shot after shot after shot. He was Lil Jon when Kendrick, everybody, when Kendrick wasn't responding. Then the moment Kendrick responds and goes, I heard you, let's dance, it makes it clear. This ain't that kind of beef, but I got a pin. You got a pin. Everybody considers us the best in the world at this. But I want to be one. Because I'm like that. And you're not. And you've been saying you like that. So now it's time to dance. You asked for this. This is literally no different to me than the person who walked around the school running off at the mouth. Nobody was egging him on. You just running off at the mouth. And then when you finally got to the person you was talking about and they like, okay, cool, let's fight. oh, nah, that don't sit right with my soul. Shut up! Then you shouldn't have been running around running your mouth. He never had to do any of that.
Hey, y'all. It's Katie here from The Bird Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Bird Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ plus youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirdshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the promotional packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
I think it's different because the fact that J. Cole did do a response in general.
Meaning
that his mind was in that place, right? And then he's like, for me, like, never mind. I think it would be different if Cole released what he said, right? Released that track, and then J. Cole was like, whoa, let's keep it peace, without releasing that diss that he did the first time. He did a diss, and he's like, actually, that don't sit right with me. That's not what I'm trying to do. I support Kendrick. I don't even want to be a part of this. Let's just back out of this. I'm too old for this game.
I don't feel like that helps your argument. Because
go ahead.
If he really didn't sit right with his soul, and he really was sitting there not sleeping, and this really is his friend, that dish should have never even been wrote. You should have not responded.
How many times have you done something in the heat of the moment?
Hold up. That's not the heat of the moment, though.
Oh, that's not?
No, not
that he
me.
Responded that fast?
No, I'm going to tell you why. I feel like the heat of the moment is more like you and I getting into an argument, and it comes out right then and there. That's not what this beef was. Like that dropped a week before he responded. That means that you had to actually sit there and write it. I'm just saying, let's be clear. You had to write it or at least think it out. You had to record it. You had to listen to it. You had to get your team's opinion on it. And then you had to go, let's do it. That's not a moment. That's steps. You went through a lot of steps of, all right, now don't get me wrong. I do think he was peer pressured into doing it. Of course he was, because this is hip hop. He knows that. He knows that. Like, and he released it. And you know what happened? It didn't get the best reviews.
Not on your side.
I thought it was great. I thought the response was good. Okay. I wasn't mad at it. I'm telling you what the people said.
Okay, on my timeline, social media wise, people were hype about when he released it.
Yes, because a lot of people were more hype at the fact that he was engaging. No one was backing down at that point. It didn't even matter if you lost the fight, bro. Just fight. This is not a real boxing match. It's not what you're trying to make it to be. Nobody was going to die. Nobody was going to get hurt. Nobody was going to get punched in the face and have brain damage. It's lyrics. It's music. It's hip hop. You one of the best rappers in the world. You do this. You talking about, this is my friend. Kendrick don't give a shit about that. Obviously, if Kendrick your real friend, then why he did you like that? Why he came out and did that?
It doesn't matter if Kendrick did it. It matters how I feel as J. Cole. Like,
you're right. And if that's how you feel, like I always say, you can't go around murdering people and then when you on first 48 and the police got you, now you crying and you sorry. No one cares, bro.
No one, but he
no
didn't
one
do
cares.
All that, though.
Yes,
all
he said, did.
No, all he said was, this track disturbed my peace and what I did.
No, Katie, he did take shots at Kendrick. He did.
No, I never
a
said
lot.
I never
that's
said
what he, I, that's my point.
I'm talking about the sorry part where he's like, you can't cry and say sorry. Nah. That's the part I'm talking about.
He
you said
did,
in the first 48.
Maybe he didn't physically cry, obviously, but my point still remains that if you are going to take shots at somebody that did not come for you, you taking shots at them, and then they take a shot back, and now it don't fit your soul. Oh, I bet.
Okay, so you're saying
I bet.
So I just this question right here is just for clarity. You're saying that J. Cole started all this shit?
I'm not necessarily saying he started it.
No, because you said you take shots at
somebody. But I'm
saying
he engaged in it.
And they respond
he
back.
Engaged in it for a very long time. Even if you saying
started
that,
it.
That's a great question, honestly. We'll call Tavon at some point because he'll have that information. I'm gonna be honest, though.
For clarity, I just want to know who started it.
For me, it's irrelevant.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's very irrelevant.
If you take shots at me for 10 years, bro, and I come back and respond, you just said that. You said number one was over 10 years ago, which tells me, or however many years ago, that he's been engaging long. But it was never really brought to his front door like it was now. Because Kendrick was not really responding like that. This was obvious. Like, you have been taking little jabs. I heard them. I seen the two of y'all go on first person shooter and say it's up for me. So if it's up for me, let's dance. Mm. You literally asked for it. He didn't have to go on. He didn't have to take that subtle jab at Kendrick. No one forced him to do that. That's your friend, right? That's your buddy. That's your pal. Then why are you taking jabs at him? No one forced you to do that. You know what it kind of reminds me of? And I don't see how you don't get this. When I was mad that time that there was a certain individual who, for whatever reason, I don't even know this guy like that at all. We have no history, nothing. Mm-hmm. Was going on Twitter taking a bunch of shots at me. Remember? Mm-hmm. He was going to do this and he was going to do that. Big tough guy. Mm-hmm. That was the public persona of what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And then I got a text message in my phone saying, yo, it's not really like that. I'm going to let you know I'm sorry. So you're not going to apologize in public? The way you was talking all that shit in public?
See, that's a different story. J. Cole did this publicly. He said what he said publicly.
That's not my point is, you was doing all of that jabbing for no reason. I did not come for you. I wasn't thinking about you. I never said anything about you. And you, for whatever reason, went out your way to take these shots at me. So when it got back to me that these shots were being taken, my response was, let's dance. I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat. And then it became, yo, nah, it was,
yo, and yo, this
yo,
is
yo,
why.
Yo, that don't sit right with my soul, man.
This
That's
is
not
why
really right
I
with.
Asked, how did it start? Oh, no, no, man. Honestly, this is why I asked how it started.
I'm telling you how.
So who started? So you're saying J. Cole started? That's what I'm just asking.
What?
J. Cole started it.
I'm not necessarily.
No, subtle jabs, and now I got to respond back.
Let me explain. I can answer your question. It's almost impossible to determine who actually started because all of these men have been strategically taking shots at each other for a very long time. So there could have been lyrics on a song where, honestly, we're outsiders in this. They have a lot of joints when you go back, and just like a lot of people didn't know some of those Drake songs were about Future. But Future knew, and vice versa. They know things we don't know. So obviously, we may not know who took the first shot. I don't know. But what I do know is, again, this is very clear to me. You took multiple shots, multiple times, and you told us that you're the best in the world, that nobody can see you, nobody can compete with you. You're the Muhammad Ali of them all. You the Super Bowl. You told us this. Every single time we listened to you, Cole, that's what you said to us. You told us that, and we believed you. We were rooting for you. And then the moment that the other guy says, I'm with this. Let's spice it up. All we doing is going in the booth. That's what you do anyway. That's all we doing. Y'all acting like they going to get shrimp and steak together. If they was doing that, we wouldn't be here. Now, all of a sudden, we friends. Yo, I'm telling you, Katie, I don't know how you don't see that this is the same exact thing that a lot of people have done for a long time. You say all of that, you pop all that shit, and in a moment it's actually time for you to back up what you've been saying and telling us. Now all of a sudden you want to back out. That's fine that's what you want to do, but you gotta understand why you're letting your fans down when you told us all this time that when it come down to it, I'm him, and then when it was time to prove that, you want to apologize. What?
He created a diss track still. He still responded to Kendrick.
He shouldn't have did that. Because it didn't sit right with his soul.
All right, whatever. He still did it, right? Yep. And then after he did it, he self-reflect. I just trying to understand what is so wrong with someone actually self-reflecting. Yes, you may have done all this shit that you're talking about. You can do all this shit. But what is wrong with someone actually looking back and be like, damn, I did all this shit. And I regret I did all this shit. And now I'm like, nah, I shouldn't did all this shit. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with saying that?
What's wrong?
Well, because you did all this shit now? Now, when I self-reflect,
yeah,
you're not going to take me back for self-reflecting? You're not going to give me any grace for self-reflecting?
I'm going to tell you what's
wrong.
That's
shame on them.
I already gave you one example about how this guy went out of his way to do all of that talking. And now, all of a sudden, when I responded, he wanted to self-reflect.
He responded first and then self-reflect. There's a difference.
No, he did the same thing. The guy did the same thing, but he was responding.
Oh, no, but that was in a place of genuine. That's what I believe. That situation you're talking about, it wasn't genuine. I feel like what J. Cole did was genuine.
None of what J. Cole did was genuine either, because if you were sitting here telling us all this time all that right. This is who you are, I don't understand how you don't understand this. Nope. I really don't. I don't get how you don't get. You don't get to just keep talking shit about somebody and putting them down and putting them down and putting them down. And then the moment that they decide to respond in a healthy way, not even, I could understand if it was in a violent way. I could understand if Kendrick was like, let's take it to the streets then. It would be like, yo, dog, that's wild. I would completely get that. He's saying, you've been calling me out all this time. And now the moment I answer the call, you want to self-reflect. It's what it's giving to me is the person who's like cheating on you. And then you catch them cheating. And then now they're sorry.
Okay.
Are you? Because you had every opportunity to self-reflect when your ass was cheating. You could have stopped. You had plenty of time. You did not because it was convenient. But the moment it's a little inconvenient now because I caught you, now all of a sudden it's tears. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. You're not sorry. You're sorry that you got caught. There's a difference there. That's what I feel like this J. Cole situation was giving. You could have been the soul reflecting rapper that didn't want no beef your whole career, bro. A lot of rappers do that too. They'll be gangster on the tracks, give that kind of influence on a record, have people out here really doing that in the streets. But then when it comes down to be the person that you are saying you are on these songs, you're not that guy. That's fake.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Now you don't want to use my influence for bad. What? That's, and again, let me ask you this. Do you think it's going to affect his career?
I don't know.
Ask Ja Rule.
Okay.
I'm just saying, look at the history of hip-hop beefs when men have had to back, and Ja Rule didn't even say sorry. He fought. He just ain't win it. This can affect his career.
Okay.
Officially, like, I just don't I'm just saying, at the end of the day, how can you be so King Kong on every record and then the moment somebody is like, cool, I'll be Godzilla. Let's dance. Now you want to sleep. Mm-hmm. That boy was at a Dreamville concert talking about he can't sleep. Then how you dreaming? Mm. It's a Super Bowl for your fans. Mm. Katie, y'all drove out there. How many hours?
It was 6 hours.
Oh, yuck. Yuck.
I enjoyed the show.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, boy. All right. Yo, leave a comment in our DMs or in the post about how y'all feel. And I do wonder if now this gives other rappers the right to be one way, but then the moment that someone goes, okay, that's fine, they get to go, never mind, you got me. Everybody, you can come out now. They got us.
Okay.
What, Katie? All right.
Nothing.
All right, don't worry about it.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.